like to be all on a winter's day. As onward you push through the snow-driven slush on your cold and weary way. With dew on your nose and your ears all curled and iced from scut to eyes. Tell me, give me a big surprise. March on, left, right, 1, 2, and 3. At last I found an officer who's like a mother to me. Oh, Sergeant McLean, I don't wish to complain. It ain't like me to moan. But on this winter day, I'd just love you to say that I should have stayed at home. With a mug of hot soup and meals, all a-droop in an armchair by the fire. Oh, Sergeant, that's my heart's desire. Eyes front, ears up, whiskers stiff and straight. One more word from you, you're retching you through the guardhouse gate.
The Gowsim laughed aloud. Like any beast who had to obey rules and orders, they appreciated the sentiment of Maudie's song. One bold young shrew even shouted out,
"Your sergeant sounds just like our Logalog, miss."
He was silenced by Lug-Lug's stern voice from the rear.
"Aye, and one more word from you, mate, and you can get out and push. Now dig those paddles deep."
As they progressed further upstream, the shrew babes began to get restless and disobedient. Two of them even leapt into the stream. They were hauled in immediately and scolded by their family members.
"You little rogue, you must have been drowned."
"Aye, either that or eaten by a big fish,"
Maudie remarked to Osbill.
"It's just as well they were on harnesses and leads."
The prow spotter pointed to a long silvery gleam under the surface. He yelled out a warning.
"Ahoy, pike in the water."
The hermit saw the pike as it headed for the reeds, avoiding a salvo of slingstones from the Gowsim.
"Great seasons! Look at the size of that villain, what?"
The great fish's green-gold bulk slid silently off and was lost among the reeds. Osbill commented,
"That thing would take a full-grown Gowsim before you could wink. As for the little uns, they wouldn't make much more than a snack for a monster like that."
Throughout the morning, Maudie came to realise that besides being a thing of beauty and wonder, the Crook Stream could conceal a host of dangers. Osbill pointed out more pike, a great eel, and a number of hunting barbels, all lurking beneath the smooth surface, savage predators in their own domain.